Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to Comic Book Club Live. Please give it up for your hosts, Alex, Justin, and Pete.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man of the booth, Boothman Prime.
Boothman Prime.
And folks, this is very exciting.
Oh, man, this is wild.
Yeah. Are you yawning?
I just woke up. It's earlier.
So early.
Right. Woo. Right. That's crazy. It's really sunny.
We are doing our show for the first time at 7 o'clock in the new year. We've been running at 8 o'clock for the past couple of years now.
Feels like a long time.
Yeah. Hey. How are you feeling, Pete? How are you holding
up? Well, I just want to say, Justin, cool hoodie you got, bro.
Thanks, dude. Cool hoodie you.
Yeah, thanks, bro. What's up?
Yeah, I also have Comic Book Club stuff on.
No, you don't.
Just so you know, Alex and I are...
What is happening?
Alex,
what is happening in the middle here?
That was... We've done enough of you opening presents on this podcast. So we'll cut to the chase. Alex got a gift from some of our very favorite audience members. And it's another hoodie so we can all... You got a t-shirt, it looks like.
No, it's a sweatshirt.
Because they know I love to work out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you so
plus,
much.
It's cold in here.
Should I put it on as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Let's take some time. And you have
that way, the picture at the end, we'll all be wearing.
And as you know, when we get dressed, we all take our belts off first, and then we get right into...
Don't bring that back.
Nice.
That was fucking weird.
You're going to be... talk about sweatshirt. Alex is putting it over his sweater.
Yeah, you rock a sweatshirt over a sweater. Why would you take your sweater off, you psychopath?
Because, see these shirt tails over here?
Yep.
That's all that's going on
with
that
tails.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Woo! It's just shirt tails kind of loosely hanging on the inside of a sweater. That's
you have
it.
A mock shirt underneath.
I don't like wearing shirts. It makes my body feel weird.
Cool. Your body's not going to feel weird with three layers on.
It's fine.
These hot
I can't
lights.
Imagine how it would get hot on stage.
You look like you're ready to go to the gym.
Yeah. Do you want to work out later,
bro?
Yeah,
let's go for a quick job.
Now that the show's at 7, we have so much time afterwards.
So much time.
Go work out.
What are you squatting these days?
5.
That checks out.
Yeah, it checks out.
You know what also checks out is one of our favorite guests on the show. He is the co-host of Earth's Mightiest Show on Marvel.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Langston Belton!
Welcome back!
Hello.
Welcome back, sir!
Isn't it funny said let's take our belts off and then we had Langston belt on?
What?
Ooh. Why are you guys taking your belts off out here? What's going on?
When we put clothes on, we have to take an item of clothing off.
Yeah, it's one off policy. Alex got dressed up, so we have to strip down.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. You, Pete, you and Justin sit next to each other.
Why?
Because I feel like you're going to break into a fist fight at some point.
Have you ever been to our show before? We always sit next to each other, and we also almost always break into a fist fight.
But this is so close. Yeah. It's so close. You're like shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
But thanks for having me. I love coming back.
You know, we always wear Comic Book Club logo stuff all together.
Exactly. It's called branding. 2020, the year we finally figure it out.
Lex, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the show. Of course, lots of big stuff going on in the world of Marvel coming up in 2020. What's new? What are you excited about? What's going on with Earth's Mightiest Show? I don't know why I keep missing the H there.
It's Earth's. It's such a weird... If you got a Earth's Mightiest... It's not, you know...
Can I say it? Will Smith and Independence Day
style? Earth's Mightiest Show. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We'll accept that. It's fun. Of course, Lorraine Sink, Ryan Penagos, a.k.a. Agent M, and myself. And it's been really cool. We've kind of... retooled the show a little bit in terms of the content we're putting out. We're doing we actually just put out a really fun video. We asked people like on Twitter and social media about what they would like to know about the Marvel Universe, either currently or like posting fun nerd arguments, and the three of us will like break it down. In addition to like doing like you know a video series we have called You Don't Know, where we talk about a character that you may not be aware of and talk about like that character's history in a fun way. So it's like it's really cool kind of being this gateway for some fans who, of course, love the films.
So,
and again, the comics.
So people who might be watching the Black Widow trailer, I mean, like, who's that dude in the weird outfit? And you're
Taskmaster,
like, what you don't know is that's Taskmaster.
I actually might be... I think might be writing a No Taskmaster, hopefully. To do online.
Because I know you're a big Taskmaster.
Huge fan of Taskmaster. Very excited to see him in hopefully be done. Maybe the character could be in the movie for 15 seconds, and I'll be like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life. So I'm excited to see this character.
What a crazy world we live in right now, where Taskmaster is going to be in a movie and Morbius is getting its own standalone.
Well, hold on. Can we talk about the Taskmaster thing for a second? Can I talk about a weird thing Pete did right before the show?
I always love weird things Pete does right before the show.
Marvel released this special look at Black Widow this morning. I think it was this morning, right?
I believe so.
It was during the college game last night, too. I wasn't watching the college game. I was watching the college game to see the featurette for Marvel Studios.
Yeah, well, true college football fans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, college football. I do. What game it was. It's
you were at the gym watching that, right?
Yeah, I was at the gym. I was watching the college football game.
It was college university versus
University State.
University State.
So, minute and a half long clip. Mm-hmm. With some footage that we've seen before, but also some new footage for Black Widow. Mm-hmm, right. But again, I want to emphasize 90 seconds long, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But there's a bunch of stuff going on there. Pete wanted to talk about it. He emailed us when we were like, hey, we're going to talk about some stuff on our Week in Geek podcast. We do that for the Patreon members. And he was like, I really want to talk about Taskmaster was in the Black Widow thing. And I was like, oh, great. Got here to the show. Pete was here. Flipped it open. And I was like, oh, I haven't watched this yet. Let's watch this. And he's like, yeah, we got to talk about Taskmaster. And I was like, okay, press play. And he's like, skip to the end. And I was like, what are you talking about? It's 90 seconds long. We haven't watched it yet.
He's
like, no, we don't have time for that. Just skip to the end. Go look at Taskmaster.
You hit like the 4:10 second gimmick on that. You're done with the video.
Right. It's not that long of a video. And also, we do a comic book show, and it's helpful to watch the other 89 seconds of the clip.
I only read the last two pages of every comic. It's where the stuff
happens. Saves time.
It's where the stuff happens.
I guess I'm going to have to post this to Am I the Asshole later.
Yeah, exactly.
You just get the twists.
That's all I want. I want to suck the marrow from life, and I also only eat the marrow of meat.
Yikes. The marrow of meat? Oh, boy.
It's really, I'm very hungry a lot, and it's very hard to get to.
Anyway, we did watch the whole 90 seconds of the clip, and the only thing Pete cared about was the last seconds.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
So Pete was right.
Pete was right.
He wasted 89 seconds of his life. It's diminishing quickly.
Luckily, we didn't spend another 90 seconds talking about it.
Yeah, and then you kept bringing it up on every podcast we do, which is cool.
Live life at 90 seconds a time. That's what they say.
Yeah. And I should mention
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, said that.
Bloodshot trailer out today as well. Vin Diesel.
One to three of you going to go see Bloodshot?
What?
Did you just call it Bloodshit?
Bloodshot. Yeah. I mean, listen, maybe. It looks
cool.
I'll tell you what, between Bloodshot and Morbius, Sony really is making some movies.
Passion projects.
Yes.
I love the fact that Vin Diesel was like, we're making Bloodshot. I don't care. Like, he probably showed up to someone's house and was like, you're in Bloodshot. It's like, but my kids, it's like, you're in Bloodshot. Paint me. I'm Bloodshot.
I do feel like both of these movies, not just because of the time they come from, but also the tone of both movies, is like, we're bringing the 90s back. Here you go. You remember when comic book movies were kind of embarrassing?
Great. I also feel like it's now celebrities are like, fuck, I didn't get my piece of this superhero pie.
Uh-huh.
Where can I leave my mark? Okay,
what do we got left over?
I'm Bebop.
I'm Rocksteady.
I want a Bebop movie.
I'm Timothy Chalamet, and I'm playing Bebop.
Exactly. Holy smokes. It's like, okay, the Bebop movie is going to be great.
Yeah.
Is Bebop.
I would see a Bebop and Rocksteady
Bebop.
Movie.
Yeah. Are we talking about Bebop and Rocksteady?
Yeah, of course.
So it's Timothy Chalamet and who else?
Who's the Rocksteady to Chalamet Bebop?
It has to be someone equally young.
Saoirse Ronan.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
I was thinking Saoirse Ronan. It could be a whole Lady Bird, Little Women reunion.
She's Shredder for some real controversy.
She's Shredder?
Okay. No, Scarlett Johansson will play Shredder.
She can play everything.
Bloodshot feels a little different to me. It feels a little different just because Vin Diesel has been trying so hard to do franchises for so long. Like, I don't think you could necessarily call Guardians of the Galaxy a Vin Diesel franchise, right?
Sure you could.
No. You only even only Vin Diesel calls
but
it that.
But Fast and the Furious, like, he got that, but it sort of got away from him at the same time, it feels like. And he had that whole...
What are you talking about, got away from him? He made eight of them.
He's when out, you invite, when you invite the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment to be in your film, you're going to get overshadowed. When The Rock showed up in those movies, I was like, Vin who? What? The Rock's in these movies. And Vin Diesel coming out and being like, you're not going to catch me. I go, it's The Rock. Of course, he wouldn't get his hands on you, but, you know.
He's going to pulverize you. But they're a bloody puddle.
You know what the contract stuff about them not being able to look weak?
Yeah.
They have to get their hits back in, which is the reason why certain third acts of certain movies fall apart because no one's winning a fight. No one's losing the fight. No one's winning a fight. And they go, we got to work together. And we won. I go, who was what?
Yeah. Well, eventually the cars are going to unionize. They're going to be like,
oh,
no, we want to win.
Oh,
my
goodness.
And then it's going to be, who's going to
drive them?
Exactly. Now, that's the movie I want to see.
A car jumps inside of Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
And it's
did you see Hobbs and Shaw, though? They basically turn into cars.
Boy,
Idris Elba is a car in that movie. He's a human car.
He's a super soldier. Boy.
Wow.
I can talk. We can do a whole. Can y'all do a podcast just about Hobbs and Shaw?
Absolutely.
So I can just be on and go, what happened?
Yeah. Man, I love that movie.
But
my point about Vin Diesel is he tried to do Chronicles of Riddick. He was like, this is my thing. I'm Riddick from
Damn
Until the End
movie.
Of Time.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah.
And he made three of those movies.
Yeah.
The first one is Dark.
No, he made Pitch Black and then made two Chronicles of Riddick movies when everyone was like, yeah, Riddick's a pretty cool character. And he was like, it's been a universe the whole time. Yeah.
Right.
Smart. And he got Dench to jump in hardcore, and she's a great Rocksteady candidate, just by the way.
But that obviously didn't work out. The whole Riddick thing didn't work out. So it didn't work out.
Do you know what whose favorite
movie is Chronicles of Riddick?
Maybe no one, but it's a movie.
It's on my list. It's top sci-fi movies.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Chronicles of Riddick?
Because it's, for me, it is taking a character that is dumb.
Mm.
He Sam blasted his eyes and he can see in the dark on this dark planet, Pitch Black. Go see it in theaters. I was like, this is silly, but it was fun. And then in Chronicles of Riddick, it showed how small this character is in the universe, but it also kind of the notion of like, I love action heroes. Like, how could it be all about this one person? Also, his full name is Richard B. Riddick, and Riddick is short for ridiculous.
I think that's a statement.
That might be in can. It's Richard Richard B. Ridiculous.
I buy that. I think the mistake there was calling it Chronicles.
I hate.
Because it should be like the stuff Riddick is doing. Chronicles is a little lofty.
Is a death sentence for any property that it adorns.
I also don't think it should have been Chronicles of Riddick. Like, giving it his name doesn't make any sense. It's not like he's John Star Wars, the main character of Star Wars.
Yes, which I'm a huge fan.
Star Wars.
So, anyway, my point being, though, Riddick didn't quite work out, so I think Bloodshot is his next thing where he's like, this is it, Bloodshot. Everybody's going to be into Bloodshot. Let's go.
But, like, honestly, if you aren't a comic book fan, or you're a Vin Diesel fan, you're like, Vin Diesel's a movie called Bloodshot?
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to see that. Like, it's right there. It's a cool name. Yeah. It's a cool thing. He's, like, indestructible.
I love the Bloodshot comic books. I think they're great. Like, the stuff that Tim Seeley is doing right now, we've talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
Super fun action movie. This may be a super fun action movie, but it's still weird to me when they get to calling his character Bloodshot because he's like, oh, I was out late. And my eyes are all bloodshot. That's the only thing that I think of when I see the title of that movie.
Is that what happens in the trailer?
No, he doesn't say that.
Oh, man. I really was now I got to see this movie. And he goes, walks into the room and he's like, oh, tough night last night.
Yeah.
My eyes.
The movie's not about him needing Visine. It's not like it's not like he's in a dry
that
hotel room.
That would be a great movie.
He's got real dry skin, so it just gets pale. It's like, we got to get this man some eye. That's also Vin Diesel. We got to get this man some eye. He's also playing the general that makes him he's Bloodshot, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I hope so.
He's Bloodshot.
He made The Rock Bloodshot. He fucked up again.
Oh, shit. Guy Pearce, though. Guy Pearce is the guy who turns him into Bloodshot.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Guy Pearce is the guy who turns him into Bloodshot. I don't know why Guy Pearce keeps focusing on this. This is like the 14th role he's done this in, but there's dialogue in the trailer where he's like, it's all about messing with time and memory. Mm. He did, what's it called? Memento.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that was good. Got to keep doing that for the rest of my
career. That's his gimmick. Wait, what is he saying? What is he talking about?
He's talking about, because the whole thing with Bloodshot is they implant these memories. They're like, this is the bad general that killed your wife. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go kill that general. And then he kills that general. And then they shut him down and they reboot his memory. They're like, no, no, no. Here's your other wife that this other guy killed. And sent him there.
So you just ape the Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little bit of a little bit of. I was gonna say Quantum Leap, but that's not true.
That would be.
I just thought about Quantum Leap. Right?
I was like, it's Wally. It's a little bit of Wally.
Yes. 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 Yeah. But it's
Wally,
like,
because he stuffs garbage into his tummy.
That's good call.
Wally, why did you say Wally?
Because Manchurian Candidate.
That little cockroach is indestructible. You know. And he's kind of like that cockroach. Okay.
Wow. How does your brain work? Lateral thinking.
Sure.
Yeah, you may have the Bloodshot thing, and your enemy may be making sense. You're like, that's not cool? Oh, you're saying Guy Pearce does too many...
I'm just saying...
Guy Pearce has Memento's disease.
Or something, because he keeps doing movies that are about memory and playing with time. Constantly. Mm-hmm. He did The Time Machine, is what. I had better examples.
I look forward to reading this.
I was not prepared for this discussion.
I look forward to reading your senior thesis.
What is going on?
I'll tell you what. I think you sound a lot like Pete.
Wow.
This earlier time period is fucking with my mind. Yeah, that's exactly all that's going on.
Time.
It's daylight savings.
Let's get back to talk about Earth's Mightiest Show.
Yes.
Just for one second. Give a little preview of 2020. What's coming up this year for you?
In 2020, we're just kind of, I think the really cool thing is that what we're trying to be is kind of a platform for Marvel fans, who are already Marvel comic book and cinematic universe fans, to further their fandom and hear like thoughtful discussion from people who are not only, you know, hosts and like, you know, people who are speaking like, you know, for the company in terms of entertainment wise, but like also who are fans and like who are legitimately like jazzed to talk about like Taskmaster. Like, that makes no sense. Like, and it's also fun. I think in the coming year, like it's more personality of Ryan, Lorraine, and myself. A lot of Cyclops bits.
Oh boy, yes.
Pete, I want this run. Nat Townsend. Townsend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wanted me to tell you Cyclops rules. He just wanted me to tell you that. He messaged me and he was like, yo, tell Pete that. And I was like, oh man, I don't want to. I was like, when should I tell Pete? I was like, on his fucking podcast.
On his own show.
Yeah.
Look at that. You're getting trolled.
Well, you tell Nat to go fuck himself.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's bring it back.
I owe that guy a punch in the face anyway.
Really?
Stomach.
I love booking a feud between you and Nat Townsend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Culminating in a fist fight live on Combo Club. I'm going to get that trending. Right? Y'all want to see a fist fight?
Let's see it happen. Yeah. Let's see it happen.
And don't worry, for those of you just listening at home, we'll mic up their fists to make sure that we capture every heartbreaking moment.
Not for nothing, and nothing against you, Pete, but man, I don't think either of you are going to be good fighters.
Yeah. It'll be just what you expect. Two nerds fighting.
Check out Earth's Mightiest Show on Marvel.com, and we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call The Stack.
Yes.
We love it.
Woo-hoo! In The Stack, we're going to talk about a couple of books that came out this week. Kick it off with Immortal Hulk number 29 from Marvel Comics.
Oh, yes.
The Hulk is immortal. He's living forever, and that's what I know about the book. Take it away, guys.
The monsters in this are really amazing and like creepy. The fear factor that they keep ramping up in this book is fantastic. There's like a really amazing double page spread, and also I love the way the Hulk is being kind of drawn right now. It's kind of like old school Hulk, and it just they really are taking some creative swings with this book, and it's really fun to see Hulk like this. I also can't wait for Hulk to get back to way it is, but I also it's tough because part
this.
Of me is just really like enjoying the creative liberties they're taking with the Hulk right now, and another part of me is like, yeah, but when do I get my Hulk back?
Wow. You're
interesting. Yeah. Wow. Your Hulk. Who's your Hulk?
Yeah, who's your Hulk?
Yeah, who's your spooshy wooshy little Hulk?
Who's your little Hulk?
I don't. What does that mean?
Who's your Hulk?
Yeah, who's your?
Everyone has a special little Hulk in their heart.
I guess my Hulk is Planet. Was Planet Hulk with Greg
Pak. Oh God!
No, see, they already did that.
Here we go.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You asked me a question. I answered it.
So you're gonna be like, I want to go back and date my high school girlfriend. I want to go back to that Hulk in the past.
Yeah.
When it's time, maybe
I just want to live in the past, man.
There's other Hulks in the sea.
If I could offer up the little Hulk in my heart is cholesterol.
Oh man,
you can't beat that Hulk.
Yeah, that Hulk is the strongest one there is.
Tough to win eventually, I think.
I do love the horror element. This is one of my favorite books right now because I do love the horror element of the Hulk. And for me, I feel like the crux of the Hulk, like if Bruce Banner gets angry, now the Hulk comes out, and it's like that's great and that's cool. Mm-hmm. But I love the idea of Bruce Banner being like a hostage to the Hulk, like when it's nighttime, like he says that's his time. You know, it's like the idea of the Hulk is kind of like this guardian of all like the gamma related beings, and kind of like making it more of a supernatural book than just a general like guy walking hitchhiking and hopefully no one pisses him off. Like that mm-hmm. is fun, but I do like the idea that like the monster and like the physical horror in this book is great. There's an instance where the Hulk is separated into jars, and it's so horrifying. But then pays off. Like this is a Hulk also that I love that is more malevolent and intelligent. So there's been some real messed up like petty revenges that this Hulk has done. But I like that. I think for me that makes the Hulk more interesting. Showing him as a monster, not just like physically, like you know, rip you in half stuff like that, but also like a horror, like a thing, like he has machinations and he has plans. And I love when he's with Hawkeye, and of course Hawkeye shot, you know, Bruce Banner in the head with his arrow, and he was like, you know, take me to jail. And then Hulk is like, just don't ever be alone with me. And if the Hulk ever says that to you, if you know that somewhere in the world the Hulk is thinking of you going like, you should kill that guy. It's like you're not going to stop him. So and poor Hawkeye's like, man, I got these arrows. Okay, who else? What else I got? Nope, can't beat the Hulk. Yep, okay, nope. That's me if he decides to, like, eat me, which I believe, which he also has done in this
he'll
book.
He'll eat it, dude.
He's consumed people.
Now, the thing that I think is great about this is you have this horror setup, and the art is still absolutely horrifying mm-hmm. for all the creations, but they've twisted the storytelling in such a way that the Hulk has now become almost a folk hero of the 99% fighting against Dario Agar, who is now a Minotaur full-time. He's representing the 1%.
What? Part-time man, full-time Minotaur. That's my dream.
That's your dream?
Someday, buddy. Someday you'll get there.
Full-time Minotaur.
I've
been interning as a Minotaur, and it's just not the same. I'm hoping to go full-time.
You would think that like this is a new team coming on this book with the direction the story is going, but it still feels connected to everything that happened in the first 25 issues.
Yeah, it's wild because when this first came, the first few issues of this run were sort of like one-off horror stories featuring the Hulk. And the Hulk was sort of the beast. You weren't ever in his head. And it's like totally flipped. It's less horror. This is all about it's sort of like a anti-corporation comic getting into a little bit of like cultural commentary, politics. And the Hulk, it's a psychological thriller as opposed to horror. There's like very little actual horror in this. It's just the Hulk being like, what am I? Betty being like, what am I? And everybody sort of trying to figure it out. And it's still amazing.
Great book. Definitely pick that up. Moving on to X-Force number 5. Yeah. Also from Marvel Comics. Pass that over here.
Yeah.
Justin, you want to talk about this one?
Yeah, sure. So we've been talking a lot about the X-Men books. This and talking about how they have been going pretty crazy at all times, nonstop.
It's all insane.
It's like they throw a bunch of ideas into a big bucket, and they're like,
what if the islands they're on are attracted to each other? Like, what is happening right now?
That's great. I love that. And
you ever been on vacation, Pete? Because islands fuck all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my lord.
That's how you get smaller islands.
That's what the show Temptation Island pilot is about. It's like, ooh, are the contestants going to fuck that island?
Explain Virgin Islands, then, asshole.
Oh, they've never been fucked.
Wow. Yeah,
never. How, what is there to explain?
They're waiting to be married. These books have been crazy. This is pushing it all further down the line. Wolverine's torn in half. He's that's all fucked ripped up.
That's a shitty way to start a comic, man.
What, Wolverine in pieces?
Yeah.
But isn't that, do you love that about Wolverine? The fact that nothing can stop him, right? You love the fact, like, Wolverine, no legs, still as lethal as ever.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I hate it because he tried to ruin a man's marriage, but it's fine.
Wow.
Don't are you all talking about Cyclops on me, dog?
Are you talking about Cyclops and Jean, or are you talking about like a personal?
Oh, no, I'm sure there's many marriages he's probably ruined.
Don't put that on Wolverine. You don't fucking know that.
He's killed a lot of people.
He's broken up a lot of people. Maybe he's helped more than he's hurt.
You don't know that.
Some man, woman,
maybe
or
it was a horrible
non-gender specific person,
and the
non-binary.
Fact that he killed that husband was great for that marriage.
Ma'am, we're very sorry.
It wasn't great for the marriage. No.
Sir, madam, person, we're very, very sorry. Your partner has been murdered, and the person, of course, with tears in their eyes, is like, what happened? And they're like, well, we found them with three stab wounds about an inch apart from each other. Almost as if done by, they look at the screen, the Wolverine.
they're calling it the adamantium divorce.
And probably that person would be like, oh. Thanks, Wolverine.
How dare you? Yeah. How dare
That's
you?
That's good.
But call 1-800 that Wolverine. Goes,
yeah.
Behind them comes, hi, my name's Scott Summers. Don't let
Wolverine happen to you.
No, I do love, to be fair, this is the Wolverine that I love. Like, Wolverine should be a little bit terrifying because it's like.
Oh, I thought you were like, this is the Wolverine I love. He should be separated from his legs.
Yeah. Why are we
that
Wolverine?
Too? That, yeah. No,
he doesn't need legs. No. There's no claws coming
just
out of those
the
legs.
Image, just the image of like Wolverine grinning and stabbing a dude while he's a torso. That is the reason why, like, in a bar somewhere, two henchmen are like, man, don't fucking deal Wolverine, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I once saw the dude in half and someone's like, bullshit. Like, it's like, nah, dude, I saw it. He was in half, and he killed my best friend, and I had to go tell his wife that, hey, get another.
Stop. Stop. Just talk about what's in the comic. Don't fucking spin out.
Similar to Immortal Hulk, what I think X-Force is doing is it's dealing with the body horror aspects of what's going on in the X-Men universe right now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're being cloned out of eggs and growing out of things.
It's so fucking weird.
It's very weird, and I appreciate the fact that we have titles like this that are like, yeah, this is fucking weird. This is weird stuff that's happening. Forge is wearing armor that's made out of organics. There's these people that are made out that are weavers made out of organic weapons. It's gross.
Tom Cassidy can just be like any plant anywhere. and it's sort of
great power.
Yeah.
Fucking wake me up when we get the X-Men.
Great responsibility. What I like, what I want though in this run of comics is I want a palate cleanser book where it's just some X-Men doing regular stuff.
Yeah.
Doing like paperwork.
Beach volleyball or something.
Yeah, beach volleyball.
Yeah,
that's
the volleyballs are like made out of giant pollen.
Eyeballs.
Yeah.
No, the volleyballs are the eggs that eventually become friends.
Oh, wow.
Imagine if you spiked a volleyball and a friend came out of it.
Yikes.
It's like, oh shit, Wolverine's back.
I'll tell you what, I would like X-Men a lot better if it was called Egg Friends.
That's funny.
That'd be a fun name.
Yeah. Bump set. Cypher.
Let's move on to our last title, Black Cat number 8, also yes. from Marvel Comics. Justin, take us away.
Let's turn to sports with Justin. Thank you, news anchor. I like this book a lot. I think this book is super fun. It's written by Jed McKay, and it's very different from so many other comics. It's a really character exploration of Black Cat. Yeah. She's on her own. This is she's with her mom a lot in this issue, while also going on a heist with Beetle. And it's just...
It had one of the... a great last page reveal that made me go, oh shit. It was, I think the art's amazing. This is a great take on Black Cat. I think this is a fun book, and the writer's doing a great job.
And so I was saying, if you just read the last page of a book, then it's like, it's all
I
reveals.
Did just that. No, yeah, it's not true. No, I'm just going, I actually read this issue actually very, very recently. I love any book that does conversations while characters are doing what they're supposed to, like, they're doing this heist, but they're talking about, like, Black Cat standing as a Spider-Man villain. And she's like, oh, I'm not. It's like, well, I mean, you are. It's complicated, but you are a Spider-Man villain. So I always love when characters talk like people, and it's like you would say to someone, it's like, so what was it like, you know, dealing with Doc Ock? And it's like, oh, he's a bit of a jackbag. All right. And like, I love stuff like that. I love like human moments between these characters dealing with crazy circumstances. And Black Cat, I think, is great because she has both those worlds of like trying to be a normal, like being a, like, you know, a cool gal about town, but and hanging out with her mom, which is awesome, but also being like world class thief with a mask that does not hide her identity.
Yeah. Iron Fist is in this, and he's fun and funny. Like the whole
thing. Does he talk about how he got his series got canceled?
Oh, Jesus. He does talk about that a lot.
Oh God!
But he actually says I got the series. He like takes ownership.
Oh, nice.
Of it, which
nice
is cool.
To see him step.
He
up.
Doesn't blame it on the larger corporate content movement. He's okay. Very much like I should have been.
Disney starting its own streaming service, and then
right.
Yeah, okay. No, he doesn't. He doesn't touch on that too okay. much. Yeah.
What you can't see is that Pete is glowing right now with red energy, just seething, and the room has gotten 10 degrees warmer.
Yeah, he has an iron fist, and Pete has an iron all of it. So it's all glowing.
Iron everything.
Iron everything. Yeah. I truly can't recommend this book enough. Very fun. Very good.
Thanks so much, Justin. Now over to Boothman with the weather.
Ooh. Boothman Prime!
Yeah. It's kind of rainy right now.
There you go. Yeah,
that's my kind of weather report, though. Yeah. That's what I want. I don't need like numbers and cold fronts. It's like,
I just hate temperatures. Temperatures are for sucks.
It's kind of cold. I know how to dress for kind of cold.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Not 20 degrees, though.
It's an hour earlier than usual.
Yeah. See, what's the weather, but much simpler.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one word, please. Yeah. All right, that's it for the stack.
Hey.
Folks, we're going to move on to our next section, which is my favorite section because you all make it up. It's your audience questions.
Yeah.
Now we're going to come out to you. You ask a question. You get some free stuff. Kevin over here saw you first. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Kevin.
Hey,
Kevin!
Watch it, Alex. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Now, since we're at the beginning of 2020...
Oh, here we go.
Rather than asking you to, you know, give us, you know, what you're really looking forward to, let's take some time to speculate on something you think will happen this year. Just what is something you would like to see that hasn't necessarily been announced?
Oh, that's good.
Alex Trump loses the election.
Nice.
Just about politics stuff?
That's good. It's going to be crazy when Marvel announces that.
You didn't specify, but
yeah, it's got to be comic
Marvel
book related.
Disney buys the presidency.
Smokes.
Very sort of.
Hey, which Disney character do you want to be president?
That's a great question.
Moana.
Wow.
Excuse me?
I mean, I don't know. That was literally the first person.
Yeah, she actually is good. Her seashell could be at the top of the stack of other presidents' heads or whatever.
Wait, what? What?
I've seen Moana truly hundreds of times.
The stack?
She stacks, at the end of the movie, stacks a seashell on every leader of the island.
Rock. I thought you were, for some reason, talking about like the sub-subs, the Disney sub-subs that all stack on each other.
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, what are sub-subs?
Yeah. Some weird dark web Disney shit. Yeah. You don't want to get in on that.
That's real fucked up.
It sounds racist.
Fucked up. Yeah. Fucked up. I shouldn't talk about it in public.
Yeah. I don't know.
But if any of you listening want to sell some sums, just
definitely reach Alex on his dark web internet site.
Dark Alex at Dark Alex.
Yeah. Very.
No extension.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how fucked up it is. There's no way to contact him. Wait, what are we looking forward to, or which Disney person?
What do we think is going to happen?
Which Disney princess would you be if you were a Disney princess?
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I'd say Moana.
We know your answer.
We know,
jeez. Right. I was watching Sleeping Beauty recently, and that movie is good.
Really? Yeah.
I watch every Disney movie because I have children, and my older daughter's right at the age where she's like, I want to watch Aristocats now. And I'm like, okay.
Aristocats on demand.
Here's
What's
a funny
great
story for you.
Is I could see her because it's like, it's still kind of you know? And she would just
That's
be
what
like,
children are.
Yeah. The funny part about that is that also describes Pete.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say I'm raising a tiny female Pete. I'm raising my daughter Pete.
I don't recommend that.
No.
Comic book stuff coming up in 2020, either for comic book industry or TV or movies or anything like that. What are your predictions? What do you want to see?
Well, I've heard some rumors that Punisher is coming back to television, so I would love if that actually happened.
Nice.
Do you want, in that case, a reboot, or do you want John Bernthal back? Do you want a continuation of the series, a fresh series? What do you want to see?
I want John Bernthal, and I want a continuation, yeah. I got an applause break.
That's nice. I think that was more for John Bernthal.
Well, yeah, but, it's probably, yeah, that's true.
Or the Punisher in general.
How do you think, can I ask you, how do you think it's going to come back? Because the Punisher's, it's a tough sell of like, you know, TV show about guy shooting everyone that's not him. But it's like, so how do you think it's going to come back?
I don't know.
No,
carefully?
More guns.
Yeah. Carefully!
Carefully.
Just like maybe don't tell a bunch of people, just have it streaming and available and just be like, oh, look what happened.
Wait, what?
And just, you know.
You want it to be something that no one talks about.
Like a secret, like a real good secret.
Yeah, and that way, you know.
So maybe you should look to Thomas Jane to release some random videos of him being the Punisher.
Do you know what would be fucking hilarious if John Bernthal released a short film called Dirty Laundry? That would be.
Dirty Laundry 2.
Dirty Laundry 2.
No, it's a remake of the Dirty Laundry.
I think they call it a repaving. Yeah. Just pay over. It's like, man, exactly. That was me the entire time.
Lather, rinse, repeat. great. I sort of want, I know this is maybe, I want some DC movies to work. I want to see, I want those characters to figure it out a little bit more than we had. Obviously, Joker just got 11 Oscar nominations. I don't mean that. Specifically, I want the actual superhero side of the universe to start working a little bit better in some capacity.
I would like to see, do a Wonder Woman movie that gets like 11 Oscar nods.
I root for all of the DC movies, and most of them I have not liked so far. But I feel like I'm going into them at this point. The two that they've shown off stuff from that are coming this year, Birds of Prey looks bonkers. I worry that it's going to be an absolute mess, but I want it to be good because Margot Robbie is so fun as Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And I want it to be something that's like, it looks like a mess, it feels like a mess, but it coheres anyway. And then you have Wonder Woman 1984, where there were all of these rumors coming out, being like, ooh, this is a mess as well.
What?
But the trailer looks great.
Yeah.
And again, like, I want...
What rumors
I want
are you hearing?
What?
What rumors?
What rumors are you hearing about John Bernthal coming back to TV as the Punisher? Where are you sourcing that
from? Okay, that's... journalists, let's not check our sources here.
I'm just saying, I haven't heard any rumors that Wonder Woman's a mess.
That was before the trailer came out, actually. Okay. There were a couple of rumors that came. I'll send you some articles.
Yeah, please do.
Show. You know what? I'll clip them out for you.
Oh, great.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
He prefers tiny wadded up pieces of paper for his news source. Mm-hmm. It's great. Yeah, I heard some rumors,
too. My point
too,
be,
about rumors.
Yeah, I can, you just say an opinion with, and you say a rumor in front of you. That's how.
Lakes, it just goes.
Yes. My point being, like, I would love for them to be good. I think that would be great. I worry about them because they haven't had a consistent track record, but that would be awesome.
I just feel like it's always fun to be like, yeah, DC movies suck. And it's like, we all want them to be better. Like, let's make them better. Let's have a hope. Let's hope they're better.
It's frustrating because they could be very good very easily. It seems like every time those properties come out, it's like there is some other caveat they put on top, but it's like, all right, that sounds good, that's dope. Guess what? They're in space, and it's like, no, come on, I just wanted a normal Batman movie. Like, for me, talking about the distinguished competition, as they are called, I need a Superman, like a fix, like I need someone in that office to go, hey. Idiots
in the comic book world,
in every world, because I feel like there's an imbalance. I'm like, you got the big two, right? The world's finest, Batman, Superman. I'm like, great, Batman, A-OK. Like, you know, we know who that is, and we're gonna see every aspect of that universe explored. But for me, I've always loved the science fiction aspect of Superman, like the idea of like if a character is never in mortal danger, you can only tell moral tales. Because guess what? Big Blue, he hears the person he can't save miles away, and Batman's like, well, I'm sure someone else didn't make it, but that's not my problem. But like, Superman gets to go to the top of the world in space and hear half the population going like, Superman's the best. And a bunch of people going, like, yo, fuck Superman. And then he's like, I'm still going to stop that tornado from tearing down your home, awful human being. So it's like, there are so many more stories, from, in my opinion, to tell with that character that can be very cool. And also, I just want a Lex Luthor anything that's not that.
What was that?
No, Michael Rosenbaum, bring him back, yeah. Or, I mean, well, what do you anyone. Think?
Jesse Eisenberg. Sorry, I was just going to ask, because this news came out earlier today. They picked up Superman and Lois to the CW. The actors who are playing them right now on the various CW shows. Mm-hmm. They're going to have an ongoing series. The concept of it is they had a kid, so it's going to, in continuity, everybody kind of assumes the kid is going to grow up and be older and be John, but it's about them being parents and balancing their careers and raising their kid at the same time.
So when I said they always add a caveat that you go like, all right, yeah, this is going great. Wait, what? It's like, I don't mind another Lois and Clark. I mean, it's not Dean Cain, but it's like, you know, I mean, fine. But again, like, that's cool. Another Lois and Clark show. Great. Show me Superman coming home and go, babe, you're not going to believe this. I had to go to space, right? So me and the Green Lanterns are all hanging. Do you know the Green Lanterns? Yes, I do. Like, that's what I want. But then it's like, we have a kid. It's like, it raises so many questions. Like,
yeah, he hates kids.
Oh yeah, I mean, just
Langston or Superman?
Langston.
Oh. It'd be crazy if Superman had a kid and hated him.
I love the entire world except this fucking kid.
Cries too much, keeps me up. Everybody else fine.
I hate this
loud,
kid.
Very loud. This baby.
Sorry, I couldn't save you, Mr. President, from that laser gun. I was up all fucking night with this child.
Bottle feeding it. Did you like in the comics the Clark Kent identity reveal?
I did. I actually did, because I feel like, again, I'm always for tenants being torn down and things that have been like forever. Like, eventually, yeah, someone's gonna figure it out. Like, the secret identity is fun and it's kind of a cool, like, Silver Age, like, where's Clark Kent? It's like, I was just in the bathroom. And you're like, it's like, that's fun, and that was fun for a while. But I love the idea of, like, everyone, like, finding out, like, hey, the most powerful person on the planet has been this person you've known. And, like, what's the fallout? I think, again, it's another interesting story. Like, what happens when you found out?
He would get fired is the fallout.
Huh?
He would get fired as a reporter.
Oh, absolutely. That's the fun thing. I really want to be like, so, Chief, what do you think? Get out of my office, Kent. Like, and he goes, oh, get out.
And if anybody knows journalistic integrity and quoting your sources, it's Pete the Pig.
That's right. I have never not once claimed to be a journalist, you asshole. So
you've not once claimed to be a journalist.
Yeah, that's right. Not even once.
Never not once.
Yeah, you
never, and then
you used a double.
You got him. You got him.
Just got him.
This is why
I'm his editor, so I know how to get him.
Great. I think we have time for only one more question.
Oh, man, we took too long.
Right there. What's your name? What's your question?
Hi. To those of you who don't know me, my name is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
And I was wondering, so we got on this tangent about DC. It seems like Green Lantern has now turned into the last frontier, the last almost like a Gordian knot or like a nerve, like don't touch him. It seems to me like that's the last thing. If they can make Green Lantern work, everything else works. Do you agree or do you think it's possible?
You're talking about in the movies and TV with Brown.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think? Can they make Green Lantern work?
I think the issue is Green Lantern works in too many different mediums. Like, I would love a, like, procedural Green Lantern show. I would love an awesome Green Lantern film franchise. I would love a great Green Lantern video game. Like, I would love Green Lantern. Like, there's so many stories and so many characters under this one banner. I think it works too well, and I think, like you said, it's protected because they're like, if we can get this right, like, this is kind of like, it's a gift. Like, you kind of don't have to make anything different. It's a bunch of awesome space cops that can make anything they want out of their minds. Like, that's pretty fun on its own.
But I think that's why a lot of, like, TV and movies have a hard time getting around it. Green Lantern, I think, is built specifically for comic books because it's all about, like, we can draw whatever we want, and we draw it, and then it's a still image, and we move on. When you're doing TV and movies, it has to be, like, that's why the movie feels, it's like, whoa, it looks super cartoony, so it's hard to take everything seriously, and it just never really amounts to a thing we can all get behind. There's no, because it can be anything, it is, the choices then start to be weird. It's like, he made a punching glove, a boxing glove. That was a weird choice. So it's hard to be like gritty. It's hard to be it's hard to nail the genre, I think, because of the expansiveness of the power set.
That's true.
And I don't know what the solution is.
You got to start with having an editor who watches the whole movie, because that movie was so chopped up and such a piece of shit that it didn't matter.
You think the editor didn't watch the whole movie?
Yeah, yeah. That's
start clipping things with their actual scissors.
Yeah, yeah. It was really bad.
Oh, okay. Can I just throw out a pitch that I think would work for the comics?
Please.
I think the Kyle Rayner story is the pitch for a Green Lantern movie, or more specifically, a TV show. Like, Green Lanterns are dead. Last Guardian comes to Earth is like, please, all of the Green Lanterns are dead. You're the last Green Lantern. Here's a ring. Dies. And he's like, what the fuck is this? I don't know what this is or what's going on. The ring slowly teaches him, and he learns over the course of episodes. He doesn't have all the space stuff. He doesn't have all the guardians. He doesn't have all the crazy creatures. Maybe he gets them down the road, but you just keep the budget slightly lower that way because everything's on Earth. You can still work in the villain characters and build it up that way. And Kyle's a great character, too.
Yeah,
who voices the ring?
Who voices the ring?
Who voices the
J.K.
ring?
Simmons.
Wow. British or like just regular? Hey.
Yeah, just regular.
Don't make boxing gloves anymore. That was J. Jonah Jameson. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the pitch. I mean, one of the problems to your point about the Courtney and Knot that they're doing right now, which is insane to me, is so they've been announcing 1 million HBO Max shows. HBO Max is launching in April, I think, or May,
I think so.
One April. Of the two. And they were like, hey, at our big presentation, we're announcing our DC shows. We're going to do an anthology show called Strange Adventures. Check this out. It's going to have all these different episodes. It's going to explore different aspects of the DC universe, produced by Greg Berlanti, that produces all the CW shows and millions of other shows. So he knows what he's doing. And he's like, and also, we're going to be doing Green Lantern Corps, details TBD. And I was like, why did you announce that? And then a month or two later, they were like, hey, great news. We've decided to do a Green Lantern movie that we're developing at Warner Brothers. This is separate from the HBO Max series that is also being developed. And it's like, to the point that we've been talking about, just choose something. Like, choose one thing and go with it.
Why do you think no one understands, like, the nerd machine that starts when you make a half announcement? It's like, we're giving you Green Lantern Corps. Car drives off, and it's like, whoa. Like, is every episode going to be one different Green Lantern? Which is, in my brain, what I would love. I would love every episode, like, here's this wacky Green Lantern elsewhere, like, dealing with, like, this weird, like, you can do any episode, like, in my brain, it should be like The Mandalorian. Like, every episode is like this kind of, it could be a part of a grand story, but you could watch any singular episode, and you're like, oh, that was a really cool short story. But then, like you said, like, it could be a great, but also them not, I mean, me, I'm like, I never understand how not connecting everything makes sense. It's like, you have to jump through so many hurdles to make this, and you're kind of like dividing your fan base.
Well, right? I think that's the difference between DC and Marvel, is they don't have that in mind. They're just like, what can we do to activate people's interest in the short term? And that's what they keep doing,
right,
and not activating it in the long term, which I think Marvel, Kevin Feige and Marvel are so good at being like, no, let's have a little patience and confidence and be able to just really run this gamut.
I will say, though, this is also a greater problem with HBO Max stuff, because they're just like, I don't know, here's 100 fucking properties. There's nobody attached to it whatsoever. We're just running with it.
It is funny. I feel like there's someone named Max in HBO office who's like a kid, and they walk in like, here's a couple shows we think you're doing. He's like, all of them, let's do this. And that's HBO Max.
Yeah.
And he's crazy.
Yeah, he is. So we'll see what happens with that. Thank you for your audience questions. We're going to move on with our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn over to Pete LePage.
All right.
Pete LePage.
This is the part we give back to the lovely audience. It's an opportunity to win $25 free dollars in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like $25 free dollars? Simple raising of the hand. Yes, new guy. Come on
new
down.
Guy. Come on, new guy.
Come on. What is your name, sir?
Hi, my name is Paul.
Paul, audience, Paul.
Welcome, Paul.
All right, Paul, how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, get all three questions right, $25 yours. Today's trivia is on topical comic and film news.
Okay, there's a twist. We got topical film news.
All right, so question number one. Who is teaming up with Chris?
Oh, Alex just had a question real quick. Is it about The Irishman?
No.
A topical film?
If it no. is, I'll have
okay,
to
real,
sit.
You haven't seen it?
No, I'll have to sit down.
You have to sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick question. Is it about the Joker?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it about the farewell being snubbed at the Oscars?
No. And shut the fuck up. All right, here we go. Question number one. Who is teaming up with Chris Samnee on a new book from Image called Firepower? Is it A, Robert Kirkman, B, Brian Michael Bendis, or C, Elijah Wood? So it's either A, or you could be incorrect.
Hmm.
I'll say A.
A is correct. Robert Kirkman.
Excellent.
We're excited about this. Kirkman and Samnee together. That should be fun. Here we go. Question number two. Because of the Black Widow movie, what character is giving their own starting title in April? Is it A, white versions of costumes number one?
Excuse me?
Wow.
Because, you know, Black Widow had that, and then she had the white costume, and it was pretty cool.
Interesting. Interesting take.
B, Taskmaster number one, or C, Hugo Weaving number one. So it's either A, which sounds racist when you read it out loud, or you could say B and win.
B
is correct.
Great job.
Taskmaster.
I will say I would like
its own series.
I would like to read a comic called Hugo, comma Weaving number one.
Yeah.
Just see what he makes.
Just see what happens.
Know? What does he weave?
What's he weave? Question number
hashtag three. Hashtag what's he weave?
Question number three. What X book is relaunching this April? Is it A, X Factor, B, X Babies, or is it C, Hugh Jackman? So it's either A or you could pick B.
Hmm.
A.
A is correct. $25. Yeah. Congratulations, Paul.
Great job. Star incredible. Of trivia, leaving the trivia stage and returning to his chair, which is very close to mine.
What was the film news, Pete?
The so it's Elijah Wood, Hugo.
No. You said you were covering topical film news.
Yeah, Black Widow. I talked about the Black Widow movie inspiring Taskmaster getting its own.
Okay, all right.
So it's topical
movie question.
All right, so Pete's third answer is always hint at some sort of movie, some Robin Williams movie.
That's
we've been doing
right.
this for 14 years now.
Yeah, that's right.
That is right.
It's always a Robin Williams movie.
Mm-hmm.
When we sat down, this is a funny story, actually.
Oh,
I used to be artistic director of this theater here
wow,
at the Pit.
So far, it's a big
and
flex.
I saw Pete come in with a Laserdisc version of What Dreams May Come, and I was like, do you want to do a show together? And then the next day,
I will say, Alex, that's on you.
Justin walked in with a VHS of Jumanji, the first one, not the one with the rock.
Yeah.
I was like, you want to do a show?
The real Jumanji.
The
good one. The board game.
And we were sitting down and talking about it. We were like, it eventually morphed into a comic book talk show, but we were like, we got to pay tribute to the man Robin Williams in some way.
Yeah, that's right.
And he did bring us
together.
And Pete was like, what if I bizarrely made the third answers of my trivia about Robin Williams? And I was like, bro, you're
we were like, that's there. A great idea. Wait 13 years and then do it.
And then start doing this fucking insane bit.
Yeah. Once
Elijah
the audience
Wood,
is on our side, then you can be super weird.
Yeah. Hey, at least you didn't hold on to a secret quiz for a couple of years that nobody brought up.
That's something you did.
Yeah. Elijah Wood, Hugo Weaving, and
Hugh Jackman.
Two Australians. And a guy who acted in New Zealand a bunch.
why are you trying to take down actors?
I'm like, trying to figure it out, buddy.
Alex, Kevin, you got some context.
One? Do you want a hint, Kevin?
Let him guess first.
I'm going to guess, even though I haven't seen the movie, I'm going to guess Happy Feet.
You are correct, sir.
Hey.
Kevin, killing the game.
Wow.
Happy Feet. Robin Williams' favorite film project, Happy Feet.
Do you remember when he died and they posted all those stills from Happy Feet to pay tribute to him?
Oh, what a beautiful in memoriam.
Wow.
You're a piece of shit.
We got to see all of his happiest feet.
Oh, yes. I went too far there. All right. As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic first. Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to Ghosted in L.A. number 7, and because he asked, Venom the End number 1.
Hey, real quick question. When did I ask for that?
Earlier in the show, you were like, hey, man. Make sure you, I want to know two that you're looking forward to.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's rewind the tape real quick and get that back. Great.
Anything you want to say about those books, Pete?
They're good books. You should check them out.
Great. Ghost in L.A. is the title for Boom Studios. It is about a girl who befriends a bunch of ghosts living in an apartment complex together, and she deals with dating at the same time. Super fun. Venom the End is part of the End series of one-shots that's running at Marvel right now that show the end of those Marvel characters. So presumably, Venom finally hangs up his buddy.
Wow.
Eddie Brock.
Oh my God.
Wow. What a weird way to say
that. Yeah, that was really
Eddie
weird.
Brock backwards, his spine broken in a trash can.
Gross. Yeah.
Venom Symbiote Noir. Walking away.
That's a great cover.
It was weird because when you pictured like hanging up, I was like, Venom like came home and like ripped Eddie Brock off of him and like hung him up like a jacket.
Do you think Eddie Brock comes home, he takes off the Venom costume and like, long day.
Long day.
And he's it would just like turn to boxers because it'd be any like clothing he wants. So he could just be like in like a bathrobe.
And wear the same symbiote? To bed?
Does he have more than one symbiote that he can
I would
wear?
Think I would wear a different part on the inside. You know how some people flip their boxes around because they're like, now they're clean
sorry,
again.
Some people flip their what's a what?
People do this. No, I'm not. I don't do this.
Yeah, how many? Yeah.
I've heard people say like, oh, I just flip my boxes around. Like, that doesn't make it clean.
Nobody
the
says
outside
that.
Is dirty
that's
too.
Nobody worse. Says that.
That's insane.
That is a thing I've heard people say.
No way.
Okay. Tweet if you want to see a fist fight between Pete LePage and Nat Townsend. And also, if you turn your boxers inside out comic books.
What?
To read comic books, specifically.
Well, my comic book reading time, time to get my boxers inside out.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. Listen.
Gotta feel nice and fresh.
I need the cool side of the pillow.
Exactly.
Cool.
I'm just saying, that symbiote's dirty at the end of a long day.
Absolutely.
And it needs to be, imagine.
That symbiote is hugging his balls.
Yeah.
Holy, you're absolutely right.
Did I go too far?
I actually don't know, because then you would see, it's not like a form-fitting. I think it just covers.
That's true. There aren't a lot of Venom comics where you see a dangling scrotum.
Yeah, I think Venom's like, hey, man, I'm your symbiote. I'll do whatever, but I'm not going to cup your balls all day.
Right. That's coming up, though, I think. After the Venom Island arc, but before Null gets to Earth, there's the arc called Ball Cuppas.
Yeah, Ball Cuppas.
Oh, I was to go for 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you this. Does the symbiote sweat? Because that's gross. It's then it's sweat on sweat.
Yeah.
Is it sweating on him on the inside? Oh, man.
Matt, of course it's sweating. That's where the
what has happened? Fucking plug a comic and let's move on.
We're investing.
Jesus Christ.
You plugged Venom the End and we're dealing with it.
Yeah.
We're getting to the bottom.
Have you read the issue yet? Because this is what happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah no,
he
I
finally
haven't.
Comes to terms with how
Eddie Brock's
gross.
Like, stop hugging my balls. And Symbiote's like, I'm sorry, I got to go take a shower.
Yeah. I have more questions. Yeah. Where does the symbiote end and Eddie Brock begin?
Great. How many comics you want to plug?
I'm looking forward to Undiscovered Country number 3 from Image Comics.
It's funny you say that.
Written by Scott Snyder and Charles Soule. It is a wild comic about how America has been walled off, and it's going. The first 2 issues were wild. I'm looking forward to see how much crazier it gets. What's the matter?
You know, it's funny you say that.
Really?
Because we actually review that in our Stack podcast.
Are you kidding me?
It's crazy. Wednesday at 9 a.m.
The Stack that comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, Wednesday at 9 a.m. In the Comic Book Club feed.
That's
going to
be fun.
Stack feed.
I look forward to hearing my opinion on that.
Me too. Another one from podcast, Steeple number 5 from Dark Horse Comics.
Yeah.
This is a fun supernatural hangout, is I guess what I call it.
Wow. Okay.
Where it's about a woman comes to work at a church, finds out that the church is besieged by supernatural creatures. But most of it is like people just kind of living in this town and chilling out and being like, ugh. Another merman in this town. Let's kick them out of here.
Yeah.
Very fun. Very great book. Langston, plug your stuff. What should people be checking out?
Head to Marvel.com and Marvel's YouTube channel and check out Earth's Mightiest Show as well as all the other awesome content we're putting out on there between myself and Lorraine Cinque and Ryan Penagos, a.k.a. Agent M. I feel like I have to say that every time. Josh Lane, Ange de Grochet. It's a lot of, it's a really cool crew just talking about all the Marvel stuff you love, and hopefully you enjoy it. Also, I'm also looking forward to Venom the End just to see if any of us were right. If anyone's right about it.
What if we all are?
A couple
of things I want to plug before we go.
Take this moment, Alex. This is your time.
Thanks so much. Check out my line of ball hugging boxers.
Those are called boxers. What's different about yours? Is it a tighter hug?
There's like an extra
hug.
Yeah. There's a small band.
It tapers in. It tapers
in. That's our slogan. It tapers in.
It tapers in.
It tapers
in. Salmons.
Salmons. The dead speak. It tapers in.
That's going to get a Rise of Skywalker out of me. You know what I'm talking about?
Here we go. Here we go.
That's a great Academy Awards joke. Oh, perfect.
We do a couple of other podcasts. We're doing Lock and Key Unlocked right now. We're recapping every volume of the series leading into the Netflix show, which launches on February 7th. We're going to have a bunch of fun stuff coming up, so please be sure to subscribe to that.
It's really fun right up until the point where Zalpin shows up in the comic.
I mean, then it gets real fun.
No.
So definitely subscribe to that. Also, Riverdale After Dark, our Riverdale podcast, is going to be back very soon, so subscribe and check that out in its own feed as well. Patreon.com/comicbookclub if you want to support this show. Bunch of fun bonuses. We have a monthly movie night. We have a Slack you can hang out in. You can get some swag and other things. What's going on? Oh, you can get socks.
No, I'm pointing at you. Your Alex's face is on my sock, and it's funny to point at this face and hear you talk.
You can sort of like take the mouth and be like, I'm talking right now. I don't know why I did that. That I could just use my voice.
Yeah.
Nah. I'll handle this.
Are you done talking, or are you going to finish your fucking shit?
I don't remember what I say at this point. Pete, go ahead.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming out. Give it up for Preston. Lex Bowden on the show. Give it up for Boothman.
Boothman.
Yeah. We love you. 7 o'clock. Things. New time.
Pete.
New way to end it. Woo!
iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice. Please subscribe to comicbookclublive.com, facebook.com/comicbookclublive, which is Pete's fucking thing that he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
At Comic Book Live.
Oh my God.
Oh, sorry. Was that when I do that?
Yeah.
Was that when I do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just wait for a gap.
No, you end the show as well.
That's right. Oh. And I'd like to really call out how Pete is now the star of the end of the show as well. Taking over with that star power. 2020,
I just wanna mention,
the year we finally get it right.
Thanks, everybody. We're here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Good night.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming out.